Coming out here in the fourth quarter, they feed Morris down low, and she's fouled on the floor. We're going to call the foul on Anna Grace Foreman to begin this fourth quarter. That is her third and the team second here in the second half. 7:48 remaining in regulation. It's a 28-23 contest. Little Rock with a bit north, Little Rock with the basketball and the lead. Entry pass goes down low, and again they're going to flag Foreman with the foul as Morris tripped over her. That is the fourth foul on Anna Graves Foreman. That is a pivotal foul at this juncture because there's still 7:44 to play in regulation, and Foreman has to have a seat on the bench with four personal fouls, and she's played a superb defense against the Division I prospect, Yamiris Morris. From underneath, 28-23, North Little Rock, the basketball in the lead. Hawkinson puts it on the deck, throws up a runner. They count the basket, and she'll head to the stripe for another. Boy, Hawkinson's starting to take over here. She's got 11 and will head to the free throw line, but that is the third consecutive foul called upon Mountain Home. That last foul. Not sure who they called it on. Free throw goes up. It is short. And a whistle on Demila Brown, and she went over the back of Riley Walker to get that. Now they're going to call the foul on. They're going to call the foul on Morris, I believe. Indeed. So Yamiris Morris with her first personal, third team foul of the half. Four team fouls for Mountain Home. The Lady Bombers trailing by 7, 30-23 with 7:27 to play in regulation. Walker, Pfeiffer, Collins on the floor along with Husky and Martin. Walker with the basketball. Hands off to the sophomore Emma Martin. Martin going to drive baseline. Beater defender missed the layup try. Morris pulls down the rebound, and she double dribbled with it. She tried to carry it up the floor herself. She was looking for a guard to get it to, but got a little frazzled and ended up double dribbling. So she will check out. And checking back in now is Anais Pettis. She's playing with three personal fouls. 30-23, Mountain Home trailing by 7. 7:05 to play as the Lady Bombers go right to left in this contest. Pulling up for a long three is Husky in the left wing. It's no good. Ball tipped around, and they're going to call a foul on Madeline Collins. And the senior will be charged with her first personal foul in the team fifth. Mountain Home led by as many as 5 points in the second half, and they led for about 13 of the 16 set first half minutes. They trailed by 2 points at the break and trailed by 5 points at the end of the third quarter. Right now they're down by 7. Pettis is going to pull up for a long three straight away, and she knocks it in. Anaya Pettis with the uncontested three. She's got 5 points, and it's now a 10-point lead for North Little Rock. It's their largest of the evening. Breaking the man-to-man press is Mountain Home. Husky racing it up the floor, beating everybody and anybody. Now on the right wing, she pulls it up top of the key, looking for a three, nothing there, now to Pfeiffer. She's been quiet here in the second half. She penetrates, now kicks it back out into the hands of Walker. 6:18 to play here in regulation. Mountain Home down by 10. Husky with it. Top of the key, and she is fouled on the floor by Mackey. That's her first and the team fourth. So Mackie will check out, and into the contest is Yasmin Ott. Hello. Ott had some good minutes. She's averaging over 11 points coming off the bench for this North Little Rock club. From the out-of-bounds play, the ball is intercepted by Jordan Neal. Leaking out in front is Brown. Brown, a layup try. It's in, left-handed, and it's a 12-point lead now for North Little Rock. Brown's got 9 points, two here in the quarter. 35-23 our score, and a timeout. No, they call it a five-second count. They call a 5 second violation on the inbound play. Mountain Home couldn't get it in. Well, that was a quick 5 seconds, if I say so. But North Little Rock now takes the basketball underneath their own goal, leading by 12 at the 5:58 mark here in the fourth quarter. Here is Hawkinson, a left arc three try, no good. Brown scraping the rebound from the Raptors, and the charging Wildcats with yet another offensive possession. Boy, they really kicked it into high gear here in the second half. Mountain Home led by as many as 5 in the opening half. Now they trailed by as many as 12. Here's Brown on the drive amongst the trees. She's knocked away. Both Pinn and Foreman are in the contest, by the way. Foreman playing with four fouls. left wing. Inbound play goes to Pinn. She faces up in a little hook shot in the lane. She gets the friendly roll. Kyra Pinn has 4 points. Kira Pinn, I beg your pardon. And it is about 35-25. I think it's Kyra. 35-25 our score. Now the three from straight away is knocked in by Pettis. That's what this North Little Rock team can do. They can knock from deep. 38-25 our score. It's a 13-point deficit now for the Lady Bombers. Now Pfeiffer had to pick up the basketball. The official never really put it in play. And Del Leonard is beside himself as he's gnawing on the ear of the nearest official to him. 38-25 our score. It's a 13-point deficit for the Lady Bombers, their largest of the night. 4:50 to play here, fourth quarter. Three timeouts remaining for North Little Rock. Two timeouts remaining, both of which are full timeouts for Del Leonard and the Lady Bombers. Walker picks up her dribble amongst the double team. She's tied up, and the possession arrow favors that of Mountain Home. 4:38 to play here, fourth quarter. Mountain Home with a basketball, trailing by 13. It is Pfeiffer, Walker, Martin, Pinn, and Foreman on the floor. Foreman playing with four fouls. Walker with it. Man-to-man defense put on by North Little Rock. She uses a screen, has her dribble knocked away. Ball on the sideline. And it's going to go out of bounds, but it will stay Mountain Home basketball. Right in front of their own bench, working right to left. So Pfeiffer will inbound. Get it to Walker. 35 feet away from her bucket. She hit a big three at the end of the third quarter. Let's see if she can maybe come alive here as kind of a dark horse scorer. She's known more as the disher, not so much the scorer. Here is Pinn, now to Walker. Free throw line extended far side. 4:10 to play, regulation. Walker will drive. They're going to wave off the shot. They're going to say she was fouled on the floor. And the foul is going to go on Jordan Neal, her second, and the team fifth here in the second half. So that's a bummer for Mountain Home. They couldn't get that roll. Walker made the basket, but they waved it off. So Mountain Home underneath their own goal. Here's Walker underneath out of the inbounds play. Now to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer left open for three. Got it! Anna Pfeiffer has 16 points. Timeout quickly taken by Del Leonard. He wants a 30. I think he's only got fulls left. But we will...
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Benjamin Kelly back with you courtside here at Fayetteville High. It is the North Little Rock Charging Wildcats 38, your Lady Bombers 28. Inside of 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. North Little Rock the basketball. But boy, a high pace zone defense now put on by Dell. Actually, they've switched to man-to-man. So for the last 4 minutes, I expect to see that man-to-man. No surprise here. They played zone for the majority, but they need to start to generate a couple of turnovers here and get back into the contest, trailing by 10. 3:30 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ott going to turn around jump shot, partially blocked by Foreman. Boy, she's played an outstanding defensive game here this evening. Here comes Mountain Home working right to left, wearing their blue tops tonight. Husky with the basketball to Foreman at the top of the key, swings it around to Pfeiffer. Her three try denied by Brown. Now around a screen is Pfeiffer. Nearly turned it over, but the ball goes to Martin. Martin's going to penetrate amongst two defenders. She runs into somebody, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Emma Martin. And so it's a turnover committed by Mountain Home. So Martin is charged with her first personal. That is the sixth personal foul by Mountain Home here in this half. So this will turn into a free throw game here with a 3:10 mark. of the fourth quarter. Mountain Home trailing by 10. 38-28 our score. They trailed by as many as 13, but led by as many as 5. 2:58 to play here, fourth quarter. Brown with the basketball far side. Free throw line extended. She draws a double team. Now zone defense employed here by Mountain Home. Neal with the basketball to Hawkinson. Their best score right now. Morris is back into the game. Their Division I prospect. Now a lob pass going down low to Morris. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morris. And Mountain Home generating the turnover there as Morris was unable to handle it. 38-28 our score. Mountain Home trailing by 10. They have the basketball, though. And a kind of a lax full-court press put on by North Little Rock as Husky, Peyton Husky, the junior, will bring it up the floor. 2:25 to play here, second quarter. Now a three try from Pfeiffer. It's off the heel of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled away by Pettis. Boy, Cordell Leonard, I'm sure, wants his team crashing the offensive glass. They have not been able to do that so far tonight, playing with primarily four guards. Here is Hawkinson. She drives. Now to Pettis, now to Neal. Inbounds entry pass goes to Morris. She's fouled as the bucket goes in, and she'll head to the free throw line for another. 40-28 our score. Mountain Home trailing by a dozen. 2:06 to play here in the fourth quarter. So Morris will head to the free throw line from the foul line tonight. She's 1-for-2. Foreman goes out, and Pinn comes back in. She will join Pfeiffer, Martin, Walker, and Husky on the floor. Foul shot in flight, and she gets it. So Morris collects a three-point play. It's a 13-point lead for North Little Rock, matching their largest lead of the evening. 2:03 to play here, fourth quarter. 41-28, Mountain Home. High post pass goes to Pinn. She faces up to the bucket and draws a small village around her. Now to Husky, free throw line extended in front of her bench. Thinks about a three, turns it down. She's pickpocketed by Hawkinson going the other way. Here comes North Little Rock, left to right. Hawkinson takes it all the way to the rim. Left-handed shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Mountain Home as Pfeiffer brings it up the floor. Right to left come the Lady Bombers. Pfeiffer, who leads the team with 16 points, has the basketball in her hand. Gives it up to senior Riley Walker. Walker scanning the floor. 90 seconds to play in regulation. Mountain Home needs a lot of points in a little amount of time. Walker picks up her dribble, feeds it to Pfeiffer. Top of the key. Pfeiffer now back to Walker. 1:20 to play here, regulation. Lady Bombers trailing 41-28. Now to Husky. Husky using a screen by Pinn. Penetrates the lane. Amongst the trees, her shot goes up, no good. And she's fouled on the way, so she'll head to the free throw line for a pair. Yeah, the foul goes on. Pettis, I believe. No, they're going to call it on Morris. That is the fifth team foul for North Little, or the sixth, I beg your pardon. Second on Morris, sixth team foul. Husky's first free throw is good. Those are her first points of the night. Husky came in averaging 9 an evening. She had 14 against West Memphis last week. 41-29. This one goes up and in. She's got 2 points now. Big foul shots here. 1:12 to play here, fourth quarter. 41-30 our score. North Little Rock leading by 11. Neal, not in any rush at all, dribbling the basketball. Husky comes out to greet her, trying to generate a turnover. Neal, spin move, takes it down to the low block, feeds it out to Hawkinson, inside of 60 seconds to play. Now the Lady Bombers forced to foul as Walker comes out and fouls Brown. So 11 points is the margin right now. As 1-1 will be for Brown as she steps to the free throw line after the Walker foul. Seventh team foul for Mountain Home, third foul on Walker if you're keeping score at home, and we hope you are. Checking into the game is Leah Jackson, the sophomore. She comes in as Brown will try the free throws. First one is off the mark, no good. Morris with the offensive rebound. Barrels down her defender and lays it up. 13-point lead now for North Little Rock. Morris, I beg your pardon, has 5 points in the quarter, 8 points on the night. 43-30 our score. Mountain Home needs a lot of points in a hurry, but turnover by Husky as Morris takes it the other way. And she gets herself another basket, Padner stats. It's now a 15-point deficit. The Lady Bombers trailing by their largest deficit of the evening, 45-30. So they will play Sepulpa tomorrow. Got beat by Jonesboro earlier today. As Foreman shot, or I beg your pardon, Pinn shot in the lane is good. She's got 6 points, 4 here in the quarter. and it's a 45-32 ball game. So Mountain Home, who played a very good first half, that kind of got punched in the mouth here in the second half by the 7A state runner-ups as time expires. 45-32, our final score here this evening. Mountain Home going to 3-4 on the season. North Little Rock improving to 4-0 on their young season. So we'll have more on tomorrow's ball game and get you some stats coming up next here on the Lady Bomber postgame show. Stay tuned as you're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate, but you win an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start from us. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.